From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. For the first time, female candidates have completed the Army's tough and exhausting Ranger School. Army officials say two women will graduate with their class Friday at Fort Benning, Georgia. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The two women are West Point graduates. They endured 2 months of patrolling with heavy packs in the woods and mountains of Georgia and trudging through the swamps of Florida. They'll now wear the Ranger tab on their uniforms, a coveted award among infantry soldiers. The Ranger Corps began in 1950, and this was the first to admit women. 19 women started. Now just one of them is still training. She's repeating the mountain phase of the course. The Army says about 40% of the male soldiers who take the course make it to graduation. Army leaders are still deciding whether any female soldiers, including the two Army Ranger graduates, can serve in frontline combat units. They could ask Pentagon leaders to keep them closed. A decision is expected this fall. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A Kentucky county clerk who objects to same-sex marriage will not have to issue marriage licenses while she takes her case to a federal appeals court. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Rick Howlett reports.
Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis is being sued by two same-sex and two opposite-sex couples. Last week, U.S. District Judge David Bunning ordered Davis to issue same-sex marriage licenses despite her objections on religious grounds. Now the judge has put a stay on his own order, effectively allowing Davis to continue not issuing licenses while she pursues her case before the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Davis has refused to grant marriage licenses to anyone in Rowan County since the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.
Residents in the San Francisco Bay Area were jolted awake this morning by a magnitude 4 earthquake. Officials with the U.S. Geological Survey say the quake was centered some 13 miles east of San Francisco and hit about 7 a.m. local time. John Joya is chairman of the Contra Costa County Board of Supervisors.
Definitely felt it. It was a jolt where I'm located, which is a few miles north of the epicenter. But to those who were at the epicenter, they felt it a bit more strongly.
While the trembler produced several seconds of moderate shaking, there were no reports of major damage or injuries. The quake was relatively shallow and caused minor delays for rapid transit commuters. Nation's home builders were a bit more upbeat about the state of the housing market going forward this month. According to a key National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Index, builder sentiment was up this month by a full point to its highest level since 2005. Latest reading shows builders more optimistic in terms of current sales conditions and demand going forward. Stocks gained ground to kick off a new trading week on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 67 points to 17,545. The Nasdaq rose 43 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. French authorities say 10 days of searching the waters off an island in the Indian Ocean have turned up no more signs of a missing Malaysian jet that disappeared last year. Authorities scoured some 4,000 square miles of ocean using a plane, helicopters, and a ship. A wing fragment found on the island last month was the first solid evidence that Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 went down in the ocean after vanishing from radar on March 8th of last year. 239 people were aboard the plane. A Palestinian man tried to stab an Israeli border guard today in the West Bank. The Palestinian was shot and killed. It is the fourth such incident in just over a week, as NPR's Emily Harris explains.
Israeli police confirmed the Palestinian was killed. The Israeli border guard he stabbed was lightly wounded. This happened near a major traffic junction used by both Palestinians and settlers in the northern West Bank. It's the same area an almost identical incident happened Saturday, when again police say a Palestinian stabbed an Israeli border guard and was then shot and killed. After two other recent Palestinian attacks, one Palestinian was killed and another arrested. According to a United Nations count, Palestinians have killed three Israelis this year. Israeli forces have killed at least 25 Palestinians. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
More people driving also apparently could mean more people getting involved in auto accidents. That's according to the national figures from the National Safety Council, which says motorists logging more miles in part due to cheaper gasoline has meant a 14% increase in traffic fatalities during the first half of this year. According to the council, nearly 19,000 people have died in traffic accidents since June. If the trend continues, there could be more than 40,000 traffic deaths this year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.